end? Yes?
The solution is winner takes all round.
Wait. The winner takes all round.
Yes. I believe that we had a round that started with, I can't remember what it started with at this point. We had a V where people had to cross out or hold up the V on the sign for Vera.
Yes.
What else did we have?
We had them take pictures of
their
some
heads
kind of
cut off.
Yeah, some kind of greens. Some kind
greens
of
greens and pate.
Pate. That's right.
Pate. Then we had the round of taking a photograph with their head cut off in
yes.
honor of the statuesque Donna Sugars.
Correct.
This round is going to culminate in South Carolina there, the state that you are leaving behind.
The Palmetto State.
The Palmetto State.
Which I did file a petition to have it renamed to the See You Later State.
Or the See You Next Tuesday State, you mean.
Right. So, all right, so it will culminate here in South Carolina. So I'm curious. What are we doing? What's the contest?
By the time this contest is over, they're going to name it the Kitty Cat Christmas Card State.
The Kitty Cat Christmas Card State.
Here's how it's going to work. This
yes.
is a winner takes all the points that you could rack up in this round obliterate all the previous rounds. So all your efforts were for nothing, people who did that. But how it's going to work is the first person to get a Kitty Cat Christmas Card in the post office to Big Fatty's P.O. box, you
yes.
know, this is, and send them to him because he loves the Kitty Cat Christmas cards.
Yes.
The first person that gets that postmark, it doesn't matter who arrives first, because and this is how we differentiate, because it gives the opportunity for people in the future, like in Australia,
right.
Or people in Mexico who have to deal with the Mexican post office,
right.
Like a Hat M. All you have to do is be the first person to get the postmark date to him. So we'll give him a fair window of how fast those cards can arrive. And
mm-hmm.
I highly recommend, if you do want to get it in by the end of this year, that they should do Par Avion.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're going to see you next Tuesday.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 993 of the BFO for Monday, the 21st of November, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Y'all, we're going to review the weekend, and y'all, evidently there has been some Live It Up. Big Freddy! Hello, uppers! Big Freddy, are you talking about your teeth? Well, you know, y'all, hi, everyone. We are going to be talking about my teeth here in just a few minutes. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it was a dreadful day. Dreadful day in the coal mine on Friday. And y'all, it just wore on. So y'all, let me see, I'm trying to remember what happened on Friday. Oh, I know what it was. Y'all, I had, they were having on, Friday evening, they were having the Drag King, contest over the, and, so I, had, you know, Granny and Miss Porter were out of town. I'll bring you up to date on them, too, in just a minute here. But they were out of town, but some other members of the horror group were going out. And I said, well, I'll make an appearance, and then that way I won't have to go out on Saturday. And y'all, I was heading out, and I said, well, I think I'll stop and get me some petroleum. Some high test. And well, actually, I don't use the high test, y'all, and I don't use the ethyl either. I just use the regular. Went out and I pulled into the gas station. And I was going to check my tires, check the air in my tires. Big Fatty, your tires are always bloated. on the Ford Explosion. And y'all, it was a little chilly, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So y'all, I pulled into the gas station and pulled right back out. And went on over to the... And y'all got there, and y'all, there was a new bartender working. I don't remember his name. We'll call him Larry. But y'all, he was cute as a button. Cute as a button. And so as the evening wore on, y'all, he took his shirt off, and he was even more cute as a button. And y'all, I was... I don't know if he took anything else off Ben Funny, please. But y'all, did I mention he's cute as a button? Ben Funny, we got it. but y'all had a couple of cocktails and hung out with the folks from the horror group. And y'all, one of the young little chickens. And y'all, when I say the chickens, you know, I think he's 26, something like that. I don't know. But y'all, you know, 54 is chicken to Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you said that right. And anyway, he was out, and his other half had to stay in and study for something. But he says, well, too bad. I'm going out. Maybe Big Fatty will be out there. And y'all, he came out, and y'all, he was just as nice as he could be. And he sat down, and he just chitter-chatted with us, and just had a gay old time. And y'all, the drag king contest, they had two contestants, or at least from what I understand, they had two contestants. Y'all, they were supposed to start, I thought it was supposed to start at 10:30 p.m. in the evening, and then it was going to start at 11 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I left at 11:30 p.m. in the evening and still hadn't started. And y'all, it's two damn contestants. I don't understand why it just galls my ass. If Big Fatty has anything to do with it, it's going to start on time. It is going to have a prompt start. There's none of this gay time. You start promptly. You do not reward those who come late. So I left before it all started. And so anyway, but it was lovely, just lovely. And I came on home, and y'all, I crawled into the love chamber all by myself. No, I take that back. Let me think. Yeah, I crawled in there all by myself. But y'all, gentleman call? No, he was here Thursday. Okay, and so anyway. There were no gentlemen callers this weekend, y'all. I'm sure there are those who are delighted to hear that. And y'all, I was on the Twitty and piddling around and all this, and finally went to sleep. And y'all, you know, the body clock woke me up at 7 a.m. in the morning. Well, actually, it woke me up before that. But y'all, I didn't get out of the love chamber until what do you call it? 11 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, y'all. Y'all, I woke up, and then I was piddling around and didn't do this, and just y'all just laid there and just, oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I have downloaded a new computer game, and I gotta go here and find out what it's called here now. Let me just go over here, cause y'all, it was a complimentary application. And y'all, it's called the Oregon Settler. Oh, y'all, that is a little of the Italian lasagna and some garden salad. Oh, anyway, but anyway, y'all, the Oregon Settler. You have to build a little town or something like that. Y'all, can you hear this? Can you hear that? Okay, well, it stopped playing the music now. But y'all, you build a little town, and you collect the coins, and you plant the radishes and stuff. And y'all, it's habit forming. But I don't know. I really don't understand how it works. But anyway, I'm doing it, and it's a little addictive. But y'all, it was complimentary, and you evidently you can invite your friends to play or something like that. So y'all, if you want to do the Oregon Settler, Big Fatty's over there. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, then on Saturday, I finally roused my lazy ass out of the bed, and what did I do? Oh, y'all, I got in the Ford Explosion, and I went and I checked my tires, and I filled it up with petroleum, and I went by the P.O. Box! And y'all, there were two cards in there, and y'all, one of them is from that Peter G, and y'all, it's in a green, green envelope, and y'all, that tells me that's a Crema card, so I'm not opening it. And y'all, the other one is from Moose. Y'all, it is from Moose, and y'all, I don't know, I don't think this is a Crema card, but I don't know if it's a Thanksgiving card or what, and I don't want to really open if it's a Thanksgiving card. Y'all, I think it's a Thanksgiving card, so I'm not going to open it either, because, you know, I've got a Thanksgiving card from Old Bacon. I've got to open that on Turkey Day. So, y'all, I'm going to wait and open Moose and Miss Bacon's, Old Bacon's cards on the Thanksgiving Day little show. And, y'all, by the way, that's coming up on this Thursday, y'all, it is, y'all, if you go to the Vons this week, it's gonna be a madhouse, oh, dear, I hope you've done your shopping before now, y'all, oh, dear, Gussie, so, Peter G and Moose, thank you so much for the cards, and we'll start opening them. Y'all have decided that, starting on far right, I'm going to start opening the cards. And y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard old White Boy. You heard White Boy and that Daniel. Talking about sending the kitty cat Crema cards to Big Fatty. Y'all had no idea. Had no idea. Y'all, I thought they had pod faded. I thought they had seen the meat. Thought they had seen the meat and they had gone to glory, but evidently not, y'all. And this may explain why Big Fatty is getting the Crema card so early, y'all. Evidently there have been some of those live it up little shows, and yes. So, old White Boy thinks he's clever. He thinks he's so clever having a kitty cat Crema card sent to Big Fatty. Well, how about that? But anyway, y'all, and evidently there's several other shows from old White Boy and Daniel Bieber that are in the queue, as they say. Big Fatty in the queue. We'll explore this further as the week goes along. Back to Saturday, y'all. After I went by the P.O. box, I came home and I came right home, and for supper I had some cheesecake with the strawberry topping. Y'all, speaking of strawberry topping, I still have not received the recipe from that Daniel Bieber for the strawberry cobbler that I had last year at the Thanksgiving. This is not surprising. This is not surprising. What was I saying? I was an absolute total sloth. Absolute total sloth, y'all. You would have sworn I lived out in the Walnut Hills. The only difference is there were no sounds of the Waltons. But y'all, speaking of Walnut Hills.
The Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring Robert Young, Jane Wyatt, Eleanor Donoghue, Bill Gray, and Lauren Chapin on The Big Event.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta see y'all right before I went on the air this afternoon. The old gal, the Vaz, yo, hey. Y'all put out on the 20 that Myron had declared it was time to start decorating for the crema. And, y'all, and immediately, you know what that means? It means that you gotta pull out the old nugget, home for the holidays, the Father Knows Best crema. And, y'all, so I'm sure they're having a little eggnog. Oh, dear, I gotta see a little eggnog. And, anyway, but y'all, speaking of that, Larry Klein and I went out and had a little supper, and y'all, when we were coming back, y'all, we saw the first crema lights, and we saw the first crema tree lot while we were out, and y'all, it's beginning to look a lot like crema. Yes, Big Freddy, and y'all, speaking of that, y'all, we have got some breaking news.
It's just into the BFO CremaCon desk. Big Fatty has ordered the 2011 CremaCons. Yes, Big Fatty!
Dear Gussie, y'all, I hope they get here before crema, because, you know, I've already got a stack here. Y'all, remember, if you want to get a crema card from Big Fatty, all you got to do is send Big Fatty a crema card. However, if you send me one with a kitty cat on it, you'll not be receiving one. Big Fatty, you cannot do that to those people, because they are just trying to help out White Boy and that old Biba. All right, well, if you send me one with a kitty cat on it, maybe, just maybe, maybe. Busy. Big Freddy, Freddy.
the password is Billy D. Wolf.
Bing! just send me a crema card, y'all. It can be a used card. You know, Rachel down there I think she is in the Lakeland, Florida, down there near Cabba and Julian, or the everyone's favorite rapist. I think she's down there. Y'all, she didn't send me one last year. I was crushed. I was just crushed, and I'm sure she's unsubscribed. But, y'all, I'm sure I'll get one, like, from Ian, who I went to the Price is Right with. Yes, Big Freddy. May get one from those TWSS boys. You know, you just never know who'll send you a crema card. Y'all always get one from David B. And y'all, he always takes a picture, photograph. He pulls out his Instamatic and takes a picture. And that's the crema card. And y'all, there's always special ones. There's always an interesting one that comes from Aunt. Aunt always sends an interesting card. It usually pops out at you. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything popping out of Aunt. And you just know. I know. And you know, Tim in Alaska, Oh, Dick, I see. He always sends the crema letter. And I'm sure it'll have the Pride 48 in it. Yes, Big Fatty, please. No, enough of that. So, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty is going back to El Dentisto today, which, of course, is Mexican for El Dentisto. And y'all, I got to get that cavity. Got to get I've got to get that old filling replaced. I know that Miss Kitty is having some goddamn dental work today also, and so y'all send your best wishes to him. And y'all, I don't know if I told you this or not, but when they said, oh, you've got to get that filling replaced, I said, how much will it be? And they said $150, but your insurance will pay $7 of it. And I said...
We're going to see you next Tuesday.
And they said, no, we have an opening on Monday, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.